there, RiderFlex Nation. Steve Urban here with more career advice and job interviewing tips for you. And as a quick reminder, if you enjoy our podcast, please remember to subscribe to our channel and like the episodes. And on today's podcast, do me a favor, stop arguing over $5,000. Okay, maybe even $7,000. Matter of fact, maybe you stop arguing on anything under $10,000 when it comes to base salary or compensation. I see this all the time, okay? And I'm talking to candidates and employers with this podcast. An employer will call us and go, "I really like Johnny. You know, we're prepared to make Johnny an offer. But you know, our budget or the target for this position is $85,000 a year, and he wants 90. And you know, we're just not going to be able to do that." And then Johnny calls me and says, "Well, they made me an offer. I'd really like to work there, but I want 90, and they're offering me 85. And I want to just grab the employer and the candidate by the neck and say, "Stop, just stop it." Okay, stop it. Why are we arguing over $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a year? I mean, really, let's think about it. First, let me start with the candidate. Okay, you, the candidate, the one you're out there arguing over $2,000 or $3,000 a year. Just really do me a favor. Do the math on that over a 12-month period. Okay, and factor in taxes and everything else, and just really look at how much cash you're talking about at the end of the day, dollars in your pocket, and ask yourself, is it really worth that? Because I'm assuming you wanted the job, right? You wanted to work for that company. You wanted that commute. Okay. You wanted to be in that industry, et cetera, et cetera. There's a bunch of other things about the job you wanted. Stop worrying about the $3,000. Trust me, at the end of the day, over 12 months after taxes and everything else, it's not going to matter. Okay. Now, for you, the employer, okay, same message for you. Just stop it. I know all you had a budget, or the position was targeted at a certain amount, and you were planning on getting somebody for a certain amount. If you love Johnny and you see Johnny as a long-term investment that could go on even to do other things, and he's an outstanding candidate, just hire him. Okay, get over yourself. Okay, just hire him. Figure out somewhere else in the company budget to get those $2,000 or $3,000 that you're so concerned about, and get that candidate in the building. Okay, and stop letting a few thousand dollars stop you from hiring great, great people. And there is my RiderFlex tip of the day. We truly hope you find our material helpful and entertaining, and in the spirit of giving back, RiderFlex donates half of all proceeds gained from this podcast to the Volunteers of America and their efforts to support veterans with employment services. While our podcast can be heard across most platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, and SoundCloud, you can become a supporter of this podcast by visiting our show on the platform Anchor FM. That's anchor.fm/RiderFlex. You can send us your questions or suggested topics for future episodes to the email address podcast@riderflex.com, or drop us a voicemail at 888-964-5876, extension 710. Visit riderflex.com to learn more about us. Thanks so much for listening, folks, and have a great day.